Many organizations work to raise money for local causes. That is the case for the Kiwanis Club in Granite Falls, Minnesota. However, you may be surprised at what generates over $30,000 most years that is donated back to the community. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
On August 1st, 1919, Fred and Julius Ernstedt opened a small popcorn stand in downtown Granite Falls, Minnesota. It was just a side business for the brothers, but it turned out to be one that would stand the test of time.
The building is actually the second building that's ever been there in the 103-year history of the popcorn stand.
Les Birdquist in Granite Falls, Minnesota explains, for over four decades, the stand passed through successive generations of the Ernstedt family.
Then it kind of got passed down from family to family. It was 2003, and there was a guy in Granite Falls, and he was a member of Granite Falls Kiwanis, Dave Kafka. Dave and his wife ran it for a few summers, and for whatever reason, they decided that the time had come, they wanted to pass it on too.
Dave Kafka was a member of the local Kiwanis Club, and he and his wife had an idea of passing it on to a nonprofit organization. And what better group than the one he was already a part of?
Kiwanis donates all its money that's generated back to youth organizations in the community here. And it's an icon in Granite Falls. People love it.
And with the popularity of this small popcorn stand, the Kiwanis Club is able to donate some major dollars in this town of about 3,000 people.
Last year, the popcorn stand had net revenues of about $31,000 it made. We're open every night of the week, May 1st through Labor Day, and then weekends in September. And we're all volunteers that work there.
But there's another chapter to this story, an interesting link to what is served here and the history of this town. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Granite Falls, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCrae.